Today's shiur is being sponsored by Rabbi Yosef Asino, Zecher Nishmas Shraga Feivel, Ben Mordechai Israel of our Shalom, and also sponsored by Michael Rosen, Zecher Nishmas Ruvein, Ben Yaakov of our Shalom. The shiur I want to invite today, a woman. Can she make kiddush in the morning? She wants to eat before she davens. Does she have to make kiddush first? Or maybe since she didn't daven yet, so it wasn't chal chiyuv kiddush, and she can eat even without making kiddush. The shaila, what? Oh, on Shabbos, yeah, on Shabbos. I think you only make kiddush on Shabbos. I don't think you make any other. It's not yantar and yantar. Okay, all right. But the same shaila will be yantar also. All right. Today I'll be saying a big kiddush for our Moshe. And this whole sugya. Alright. But let's first get the Hagdama to it, okay? Mechaba says in our Chaim Simarash Peites Sefalov. It talks about Seder through the Shachas Shal Shabbos. Mechaba says this is the Lashon Mechaba. Yehei Shulchanai Arach. The table should be set. The Mita Matzat Yafa. In the morning, the table should be set. The bed should be made. Mapa Pusa. Kamaitz to the slayla, and shemapa shepusa on the lechem, less like that Friday night meal. Vivarach al yain poy piagofen, you should make kiddush on wine. Runikra kiddush rabba. Vakach yito yadav, and afterwards you should wash hamaitzi right away. Yitzah lechem mishnah, and you should be tzeya on lechem mishnah koy b'layla. Yisai, and it's just like nighttime you have lechem mishnah. Shabbos morning you also have lechem mishnah. Yisai, you have a suda. It comes a kiddush to achliyas makom suda, and the place where we make kiddush as we makom suda. V'shalayitun kaidin like klum kamay b'kiddush laila, just like Friday night. You now be telling anything. You come home from shul. You now be telling anything to make kiddush. Who are then Shabbos morning? You come home. You now be telling anything to make kiddush. Meal lishtes mind by barker kain tefillah muta. However, if you want to drink water before davening, Shabbos morning you wake up, you're drying your mouth. You want to drink some water? That you're allowed to. Nishadayin lechalav chav kiddush. We'll talk about later other drinks, coffee and tea. We'll talk about a little later. But to drink water, the mechaber says mutter because it wasn't chalav chav kiddush. But water you're allowed to drink. Eat you can't, but water you can have. So it's mashma that someone who didn't daven yet, he's not allowed to eat anything until the only thing he can do is drink water, because since it wasn't chalav chav kiddush. The Chayy Pashtis, the Huadin, a woman should have the same halacha. Because it says later on in Reitzad Akalav and Sivav, Nashim Chayyavet Vesud Shlishis. The Mechaber says later on in Reitzad Akalav, women are Chayyav having the third Suda, Sud Shlishis. And Bialacha speaks out by the Sud Shlishis also that a woman is Chayyav also in Lecha Mishnah. And the Mishvur speaks out in Sif Kotn Chavav two reasons. One reason, the Chomer of the Shabbos, Ish Vishu Shavim. Anything on Shabbos, men and women are equal. Like the Mechaber says, in Meshayah Al-Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Nashim Chayaves V'Kiddush, Avshum, the Mitzvah says on Goma. Even though it's a Mitzvah that says on Goma, women have to make Kiddush. The Iske Zachar Shama. Because Mamakish Zachar Tashama, Vani Nashim, these women, Hayav Esnai B'Schira, since that mitzvah schira, metziah nashim, she also creates a man. A man, hayav lechayas the tarik ma'aser. Since a woman's chayav just like a man, so a woman could be ma'aser man. That's the lashon mechaber in Reishah and Nesiv Beis. And the mishmur speaks out the chayin sever by rachayim. This holds most rachayim. However, it should be machma that a woman should not be yotze other men besides and not b'nei beisai. She is all beisai, so she could. But not for the basis of showing because Zilmilsa, because it's pasnish. Zilmilsa that a woman should be might to a man. With her own family members, she could. That's one reason Mishabu brings down. Mishabu brings down, second reason, Shagam Heim Hoy Benesh Shalaman. They were in the nest, women were offering by the nest. So Mela, so therefore, and all of them it says, Echlo Hayyim. So there we learn now the Chir Shal Shudas because that's three times Echlo Hayyim, so we know the Chir of three Sudas. So we see clearly, Pashas, woman are chayiv. Anything that a man is chayiv, a woman is chayiv. There's a tshuva and Shlomo Kluger, and Alef Lecha Shlomo in the Chaim Sim Kuf Yudalad. Shlomi Kruger says the whole time he argues and he says the whole time that Afim Oy Besanez it's shaykh only to say by Megillah and Dalek Kaisis that woman have Afim Oy Besanez. Why? Because the Ikka Mitzah is Karna Don Anes. That's Ikka Mitzah. So Meir Shach to say Afim Oy Besanez. By the man, it's only Zichron B'Yamah that the man came down Shabbos double. There's only the Karm. It's not, but we don't eat it out at dawn the nest. So Meira, it's like any other mitzvahs, and Meira, women are not Chayv and Lecha Mishnah. That's what Shlomo Kruger says. She's not Chayv and Lecha Mishnah. However, most Achleinim argue on him. There's a truth of Kiveg and Simon Aleph that says women in Simon Aleph, he says that Nosha Chayot Kiddush and Dal Sudis, and Gimel Sudis. Same thing speaks out that Mishabur just mentioned, and also, and Mishabur says another reason. One reason is the mom, but the other reason is Kosh Yesh Shmir Yesh Mishkir. She's exactly everything the man has a chiyuv, the woman has a chiyuv. Yechaveh Das from Rabbi Vadi Yosef and Chayv Dal Simon Chofes brings down Kama Chayim to say the Ragan Shlomo Kruger. And even further, Yechaveh Das says not only is a woman chayiv in Shal Shudas, she also chayiv in Lam Malka. Just like men are chayiv in Lam Malka, women also chayiv in Lam Malka. That's what Yechaveh Das says. So the sense of Paiskim is not like Shlomo Kruger. So Meira comes out according to this that all the chiyuvim that a man has, she has all the chiyuvim just like a man in the great Shabbos. So it comes out according to certain Paiskim that a woman is not mechayiv to dam at all. So a woman's not mechayiv to dam at all. So chiyuv is hard to make kiddush as soon as she wakes up in the morning if she wants to eat before kiddush. Before the Baal comes to Shul, she wants to eat something. She's mechayiv kiddush. She has no chiyuv to daven. Adav, there's a chiyuv of a woman to daven. I just want to mention. When I had small children, so I asked her Moshe. I asked her Moshe, does a wife dealing with young children, mishdbur pasul ladina, that mechayiv to that woman's mechayiv to daven. And Simon Kavav, he says a woman has a chiyuv to daven. Shachris and Mincha every day. That's the Mishpur Paskins. So I asked him, but my wife with two little children, is she still chayiv? So he told me that as long as women are busy with young children, they're not chayiv to daven. If they don't have the time to daven. And he threw in this thing to him, Moshe says, our wives don't have to be from and under bobbers. Bobbers and daven. They don't have to be from. They're busy being with the kids, they're potter. The same thing, I saw come out the same thing. I saw the Chazaynish. In the Pei Hadar, in Chelik Dal, Tej Mem Zayin, he says a woman's with Tupul Yiladim, they don't have to daven. An interesting thing, even though the Chavetz Chaim writes, according to Chavetz Chaim says, a woman's a chayiv to daven every day, Shachar Zamincha, the Chavetz Chaim in Chelik Gimel, his son writes memos about his father. So he writes there, interesting, in Eitz Chav Zayin, you want to look it up, in the old print, it's Daf Yud Gimel. So he writes over there, that his father, the Chavetz Chaim, told his mother, the same thing, that if you're busy with children, you don't have to daven. That's what he told her. I also saw in the Sefer Alichas Bas Yisrael that it's a Sefer that has halachas for Nashim. He brings down the same thing from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Same thing also. A woman's a tuple of children, she's pata. However, they all hold that's only when she's a tuple of children. Once the kids get older, or the kids get out of the house and so on, they're not in the house anymore, and certainly he goes back to the Chiyuv, she also has to daven. But the Maisa comes out. But if the coin to sheet to hold, the woman is no, there's no chiv to daven, then the chiv, a woman has to make kiddush early in the morning. She wants to eat before her husband comes home from shul on Shabbos. And the fact, the female should feed what the takes to Shabbos. The Sefer takes to Shabbos from a kadman. He writes over there in two places. In Reish Pei Vav Sifkon Dalet, and Reish Pei Tes Sifkon Gimel. He brings down the Mung Avram. In Kuvav, in Simon Kuvav, in Hichas Tefillah, in Hichas Tefillah, Kuvav, Sifkat Beis, he says the Chiddush like this, the text of Shabbos, that Emerson, a woman, can't drink water. We said before, the Machabah says, you're allowed to drink water for davening. The text of Shabbos wants to say that a woman can't even drink water. She's more chomer than a man. Why? He says, because since the reason why a man could drink kiddush, it could drink before davening, because he didn't come to mind kiddush yet, since he didn't daven yet. But a woman, since it's no chiv to daven, she could be yes to some bakasha, and call some sheet is not a chiv to daven. So Mela, as soon as she gets up in the morning, or as soon as she eats a little bit, she has a chiv kiddush. So Mela, she can't even drink water. Once the chiv kiddush comes, he can't drink water yet. So the Taita Shabbos Tainis, that a woman is worse than a man. She normally doesn't daven, then when she gets up in the morning, she has a chiv kiddush right away. That's the kiddush from the Taita Shabbos. The frat, let me just finish. The frat, according to the Bialacha, in Siman Reish Peitet Sif Aleph, the Bialacha says that someone who is a mutter to drink, the Machlus of Losh Ofua, medically, you have to eat before davening. Some people have this problem, they have to eat something before davening. The Tushvach or the Ofua, for medical reasons, they can't last till the end of davening. Or Mashiach, sometimes you have people who are very weak and so on. So the din is, the Bialacha says, then they have the chiv to make kiddush then, even though they didn't daven yet, that the chiv to make kiddush. Because the then chiv starts now. And send this piece of emotion to tshuva, in a few tshuvas. Arachayim chayv bay sim chavav, yerdeh chayv bay sim kuf samach gimel, and arachayim chayv bay sim sim chav ches. And over there, and the sim chav, he is on. Even though he says, I have a svar, Moshe says himself, even though I have a svar, to say maybe before davening, they want me starting kiddush. There's no reason to make kiddush. They want to sign kiddush for davening. But he says, "I'll klahar zaken since the mishpul paskin." So if let me kill, you have to say kiddush if bachlus refuah or medical reason, a person can't wait till the davening, has to eat before davening. Then he's chuyav to make kiddush. Okay, so come down over here. We have a sheet is here that holds that a woman should be making kiddush. Some hold she should say bakasha and she should say kiddush. Then some hold she's a chiyuv right away, and somehow she can't even drink water. Comes on Moshe in the tshuva. In Arachayim, Chelek Dalet, Simen Kuf Aleph, Ice Days. He comes with a staff, a big chiddush. He says a chiddush like this, that a woman doesn't have to make kiddush, no matter she didn't daven at all, or she said some bakashas. You know, she said brachas in the morning. She didn't daven, she said some bakashas. She doesn't have to make kiddush. Because why? This is a chiddush, he says. Because the isha is meshuvah lebaila. She has to eat with her husband. Who's meshuvah to eat with her husband? So Mela teed up for her husband. Why? Where does he get this from? Because the Mechaber says in Eben Ezra in Siman Ayin Sif Beis, a husband that wants to give his wife mezainus, enough money to live from, and she eats herself, doesn't want to eat with her. Here's money, here's $100, spend it for the next week on food, eat yourself. I'll eat, you eat you eat your place, I eat my place. He could say that to his wife, except Zakta Mechaba, or that Shirechim El Shabbos. The Chiv that they have to eat together Friday night. There's a famous story with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, Chassidish Rebbe wants to come eat by Chazon Ish Friday night. So he said, of course, you're invited to come. He says, but I have a minute that the wife doesn't sit by where they don't sit together by the Suda. The wife sits in a different room, different table, different completely. So the question was, I'd like to come, but your wife has to sit in another room. He says, I'm sorry, I can't accept it. He says, I have to do it. Shulchan Aruch says clearly, I'm going to have a chashivah to have to eat with my wife Friday night. That's a famous story of Chazon Ish. But anyway, that. What do you mean fair? Shabbos. Not only Shabbos. But they all sit in the same room, no? Convention. They all sit in the same room.
But it's not together
with your wife. Well, it's not Shabbos. Huh? It's all about Shabbos convention. Shabbos convention, the good friends I went to, the men and women sat together. There's some rooms that had to, especially for Hasidim, that the wife sitting somewhere else. Without the wife. So I guess the wife was Michael.
Who did not want to sit with other women on the table.
Yeah, all right. So I guess, you mean, I've been sat in the same room, you mean? All right, so I guess they're Michael. Give me Michael.
We're
talking about Shabbos. Friday night. Might happen Friday night. That's the case of Mechaba. However, Ramah says, argues, he says, Yeshchokim. They hold that Shayucha Laimal Ishtar, she taught her Vada and Kibala Mitzaina. He can't tell his wife, I don't want to eat with you. She has to be masking. It's only if she's Rasin is to be Michael, then it's okay. That's all we now on Friday night. So Zakra Moshe, so Moshe is on, he says, this is all talking. If the husband wants his wife to eat with him. But the other way around, he says it's done a pashit that the wife has to eat, she's mashubah to her husband to eat with him the whole time. So maybe the din of by the asa lecho kansulah sedasai is also here also. And maybe, so it wasn't chalchi of kiddush, and she's mutter to eat without kiddush until the husband finishes davening. Pashit means mutter. So much comes with starting kiddush. They have a woman. She just woke up in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. She wants to have a breakfast or she wants to eat something. She doesn't have to make kiddush. Even she says some bakashas. She says some bakashas. He says, since Isha Meshuvah Labayla, so Mela, Chiv Kiddush doesn't come until the husband that finishes davening Musaf. So Mela, in such a case, a woman can eat without kiddush. What? Huh? Zainis, yes, Zainis, anything. Okay? However, he adds on Moshe writes in Shula that if she ready, let's say the husband finished davening ready, then starts the Chiyuv Kiddush. And since it starts, let's say the husband finishes davening 10:30 in the morning, right? So till 10:30 she can have Kiddush. Once it comes 10:30, the husband finishes davening, then the Chiyuv Kiddush. And she wants to eat before her husband comes home, then she has to make Kiddush then. She wants to eat before she has to make Kiddush then. And Moshe is Moshef. This is all talking. If Chayav comes out according to his Chiddush, if she davened already, she not davened in the morning earlier. She finished davening. He didn't even start davening. He didn't even start davening yet. So in such a case, Chayav should come up. That in such a case, she could eat without Kiddush. Her husband didn't daven yet. So he says, then not. He says, Chayav should be able to eat even though she davened already. Because the husband wasn't chalchi of kiddush yet. However, he says, a woman shouldn't do that, because since it's davar matzai that to eat after tefillah, so meila it's shach to say leplug, and meila she should not, she has to make kiddush then.
What's the definition of the husband finished davening? Shachar is musaf.
So I said mustava means musaf when it's my home.
Musaf,
probably. He doesn't speak it out, but mustava means musaf also. Huh? In this case, this is machlokes ha'paiskim. All that when is chiyuv kiddush start? Is chiyuv kiddush start after shachris or after musaf? We paskin after shachris. But in this case, since she has to wait for the husband to come home, she would eat with her husband. So maybe her chiyuv doesn't start until the husband come home to say kiddush.
Huh?
What
did he have to say to learn after
that? Then if he finished davening, then she has to make kiddush then. Even if he had said it's coming home half an hour, let's say he goes to another kiddush. It goes to Eifer, whatever it is. As long as he finishes davening, then Chal Chiyuv Kiddush.
And what about her davening?
Huh?
After she finished davening.
So I just mentioned that. If she finished davening, even though the husband didn't daven yet, there's a middle davening, then she has to make Kiddush then.
Can she be yotzei other people?
Yes.
Then?
Yes. Let me just finish off. 1 second. So Moshe adds on another thing adds on. He says, my Kiddush is only talking only by wife, because the wife is Meshuvah to husband. But let's say you have daughters, there's no shibud to anybody. So in Mela, if they want to eat before davening, they will have to make, if they feel they have to make kiddush then. Even though the father, mother, makbid, they should not eat alone, they should eat together as one family in one sudah. Still, we're not mistabit to medame to shibud, which is medina, that the wife do chuyiv to her husband. That's where he ends up. The Kiddush Gadol, a very big Kiddush. Yes?
Does that mean there's no problem for you? In other words, you're not allowed to eat before davening, outside of Chol Adam, right?
Yeah, right.
But a woman is on this level
for
that?
Right. All right.
Shabbos morning.
Yeah.
Before you go to davening.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to have just coffee without
We'll get to
sugar?
That. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. It's on the agenda. Okay?
What's Shachar before and after laning?
Huh? Shachar is before laning. You can't even break it before laning. Yeah. The whole Shai and Paiskim is halal par Shachar or not. Machlokes Apoiskim. Let's say it's on Yontif, you say Hallel. Can I make Kiddush before Hallel or not? It's all Machlokes Apoiskim. We all, since the most Paiskim is Hallel, is part of Shachris. The Masham, other Paiskim, we all Hallel is part of Shachris, and you wait after Hallel, if it's Yontif. However, not everyone agrees to this track. Before then, even you can break before then. They do it. A lot of places do it on by Simchas Torah. They do it. Yeah. All right. However, Shlomo Zalman Tanya is very stark against this pshat. Shlomo Zalman printed in Shmir Shabbos Kachasa Perik Membeis Sifkat Membav. He quotes Shlomo Zalman that asked a very stark akash on Moshe. He says Tanya is like this. Even though she's Meshubat Labaila, a woman's Meshubat, the wife is Meshubat Labaila, but Mela, still she's allowed to eat before him. She has to eat the suit with him. So he's talking a little bit now, and she eats the suit the later on. And Ika Suda, she with her husband. And Bechal, the Ika Shuba is not Mochach, he says. Even though it's Meshubat Labaila, who says the Sheba is enough at the Kayach to bake off to eat that she can eat without Kiddush before he finishes davening? And that's what he writes. That's why in the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, in the Meluyim, I know people don't know. There's a third volume of Shmir Shabbos called Meluyim. Rav Shlomo Zalman, before he was nifta, the last 2-3 years of his life, he went through the Shmir Shabbos. He had a charusa 2 hours a day. He learned Shmir Shabbos Kachasa with a charusa, and he wrote ha'aretz on the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, and that came into a sefer called Meluyim. In the Meluyim, he has another kasha. In Shalom the Meluyim, he asked another kasha. He says, just like the Baila can make Kiddush in Shul and eat Mezainis there, and then he come home and eat. So also she can make Kaddish, eat Mezainis, and then eat the Suda with her husband. So he blabbed the Tzachin, he doesn't understand Ramosha. Now there's another Shita.
An Almana or someone who's divorced?
Yeah.
Are they handcuffed at all? Because they have
no, they're like a man. They have the halacha like a man. They're on Baal Bas. The Ashit of Midrash Nisa, that Bechal, women aren't chayvin Kiddush in the morning. Only Friday night they're chayvin Kiddush. Friday night, the Shabbos morning, there's no chayv Kiddush. Who says it? The Prima Gadim and Reish Peites, Eish Avram, Sifkon Dalet. He brings down the Magaram. Magaram says, then the Sim Reish Peites, the Yeshayimim, some people hold that you're allowed to eat before Kiddush. And you can die, give you Semech on them, Meshas Atchak. If a person's hungry and he doesn't have wine here right now, he can eat without making Kiddush. And the Prima Gadim says, who's this Yeshayimim? That's the Daas HaRavid. The Ravid is in the Cheshavis, Perch of Tes HaLachayud, that holds you allowed to be time before Kiddush. And Sandy speaks out, Rabbeinu David and Pesachim, Daf Kuvav and Rahav Hashem Ramban. And Sandy speaks out to Miri, that someone wants to be time before Kiddush is allowed to. And Bechlau, there's a Ram Chabor. I'm Pesachim over there in the Daf Kuvav. He brings down the Shema Rashba. That Nashim apart of saying Kiddush in the Yom. Since the whole thing Kiddush by Yom is a smach to Baal and Rabbanon, so Mela woman apart from Kiddush. And there's a Tshuva Miches Yitzchak from Dying Wise and Chayudal Sim Chavches. It says the Shas Etchak Yilati B'Semiz Ram Chavor. And same thing the Das Teyer in Reish Peites brings down this Ram Chavor. It brings it down Ladina. That women don't have to make Kiddush in the morning. So you have different sheets of what the Chiva woman is. What the Chiva woman to say Kiddush or not. So Ladina, the best thing is we tell women that they should say some Bakosh in the morning, that's still according to the Mogavam, some sheets, and you should make Kiddush on wine or on grape juice. If it's too hot to drink wine or grape juice, then they can use Chamam Dina, they can use Pap. And have cake with them. Says the Yitzhak, the Shitas, Kamaral Shitas. Just those women who are known to daven every day Shachris. They daven every day, 7 days a week they daven Shachris. So Mela, the Prima Gadim speaks out, then they have a din like a man. They're not, there's no chiyuv doesn't start until after they daven. And then the woman allowed to return before Tfilah without Kiddush. The Fratah, she's Shrach. And also, he can serve the Shitas. That hold that the chal is no chiv on Hashem to the kash in the morning, and therefore they can be telling something before they daven. Okay, any questions?
When it's simcha,
yeah.
When
while the men are davening, a woman can come downstairs, make kiddushin to Yotzei everybody.
Yes, yes.
Men, women, children, boys.
Yes. Well, to Yotzei other men, we said Zil de Milsa, but Yotzei all women is no problem.
Why not other men?
The Zil de Milsa. Alpidin is okay. Alpidin is okay. Yeah. I guess if part of the woman lives, then probably be okay with Chatzchila. But we don't hold like that. Okay. All right. What about children? Ketanim and Ketanis. They wanna eat in the morning. Before davening. Do they have to make kiddush before they daven? You have a 6, 7, 8 year old, 10 year old. Wants to eat before davening. Does he have to make kiddush or not? So chayra, children under bar mitzvah, under a ketanis, under bas mitzvah, they should be chayv to say kiddush. Just like men are chayv to say kiddush, they also have the mitzvah to, if you hold the men are chayv, so also women should be chayv also. So the children also should be chayv. Maybe kimichal tiktanu and ketanis, because a woman are a little bit better, and we said better, but lechayv, that's what the shayla is. But that's wrong. There's a Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham says in Reish Samach Tes Sifkan Aleph, that you're allowed to give them shachas to eat children under ma mitzvah bas mitzvah. You're allowed to give them to eat before kiddush. Why? Because some people hold even a gadol is allowed to eat while kiddush, like the Ravid Shita. We mentioned the Ravid Shita, even men could, even though they don't hold like that, but you use it as a smith. And the Maharam said, like Avram says further, he says it's usher if a child is hungry, there's no mitzvah chinuch now to make him starve. La'naisim, also la'naisim. What's how you say la'naisim in English? To make him fast, to make him suffer. Like it says in Hechaz Yom Kippur. And the Shusrat speaks out over there on this Mogavon, Resh Peitas, which Shusrat speaks out, is Maisif, that there's a chiv to eat him before, to feed him before Kiddush. And we're not afraid that it'll be a struggle when it comes to Godel, because when it's a Takantum, we're not afraid of Asil Misrach. And also, there's no way to giving them to eat. There's no way to sphere be a dayim. Moshe, if they're not allowed to eat, so how can you give them to eat? How can you feed them? So he says, if the sphere be a dayim, he says, is only if the etzem Michael is usher. If Michael Michael, there's something wrong. He says, it's not kosher. And you have to feed them, you have to give them to eat, so you don't give them be a dayim. Mashenkin, the food is 100% kosher. Just as man is a problem, so that's not called sphere be a dayim. So maybe it's mutter. And Mishbura, Kamat quotes this Mogar Avraham almost 100%. So it comes out Ladina that a child, children under bar mitzvah, mas mitzvah, no matter what, they don't make kiddush, they can eat before davening, you can let them eat. And that's Taka what the Velt tonight can be making on that. Now we mentioned before, the Mechaber says, you're allowed to drink water before kiddush. Does it mean dafka water? Or can you drink coffee or tea or any other drink? So there's a the Mechaber says in Resh Peitas V'Alf that Shabbos must drink water before davening, because it wasn't Chal Chayv Kiddush then. So the question is, what about coffee and tea? There's a Mishnah Bura in Simen Peites V'Chav Beis says that the Mechaber says in Simen Peites you're allowed to drink water before davening. That's talking not after water, but before then tea and coffee. You're allowed to drink before davening without sugar and without milk. But if you put sugar in the coffee, then it is, or the tea, he says you're not allowed to do that for davening. But then other, what you could do, Mishbu says, what you do is you take a piece of the sugar, put it by your lips, and drink it that way. Then it's okay. Then you can be mekel. That's what Mishbu says. However, most achreinim are going to Mishbu. That's right. I don't understand it. I guess it's not. It's a shinoyu. I don't know. That's right. What?
That's the way they used to drink it then.
Huh?
That was the normal way
that's
to drink it.
Yeah?
That's
yeah.
The way they did it.
The old times, you mean?
Yeah.
Why did they put it in the tea? It's a lot easier. No. Tastes better. Anyway, that's what the Mishmur says. However.
You need less sugar.
Huh?
You need less sugar. If you put sugar into it, dissolve some of the drops. If you have it in your mouth, you have the taste the entire time you're drinking it. So if you don't have much money, so you have the sugar.
All right. But anyway, that's what the Mishmur holds. However, Da'ach HaShulchan and Simen Peites and Sifkat Chav Gimel says you're allowed to put the sugar directly into the tea, into the coffee. And same thing speaks out to Da'as Torah over there in Simen Peites and also in Simen Resh Peites Sif Aleph. He says that's what the Arbelt is doing. And I think the item is nice to make of to put sugar into the coffee and tea. But it says you shouldn't put in too much sugar. You should put enough just to take out the bitterness. But you shouldn't make it too sweet.
With
what? And what? How much sugar you put in? It doesn't make a difference to you, but other people does make a difference.
Why should it be allowed?
Why shouldn't it? Because it says you shouldn't be eating. Like Sechel Adam, you shouldn't eat anything before davening.
So then you shouldn't have coffee at all.
So I'm saying, so just to drink, that's not considered that. That's not water is not enjoyment.
If you want flavored water,
is it the same for during the week?
During the week, yeah, same thing. So not after Shabbos, during the week also.
Is it possible times that we're talking about taking nutrition before
Shabbos? No, we're not worried about that. All right, we're not worried about that. They don't discuss about that.
Right. Yes.
What?
Milk in the coffee is okay.
I think some sheep is Ameko. Some sheep. What's it? You must like skim milk. Okay.
Flavored water.
Huh?
Flavored water.
If it's flavored, if the same problem. If it's too sugary, then it shouldn't. It should be enough just to take out the bitterness, and that's it. Yeah. I don't know.
Coffee is flavored water. That's why.
It's yeah, but it's sugary. He's talking about sugary water. Coffee without sugar tastes bitter. You have to put in enough sugar just to take out the bitterness, but it can't be extra sweet. So I don't know about the flavored water. It could be extra sweet. I don't know.
All these in the morning before davening, where they have coffee with sugar and then the whole smear.
They have cake also.
So according to the diet, you're not allowed to.
You can't, no.
But they're doing it to work. I mean, they have to starve before davening.
Huh?
They come for 2 hours before davening, Lord. So they're doing.
They can have coffee or they drink, but they can't have it. Can't sweeten it too much, and they can't have other foods. Before our life is no problem. We're talking about the after life.
Yes, yes. So you can't have Starbucks. You can't have all these fancy coffees before davening.
I don't know what Starbucks is, okay.
Huh?
Seltzer water should be okay.
If they should wear in Davos, for instance, Davos 9:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
And he gets up 7.
So let him dive at 7 and learn afterwards. Who tells the fast till 9:15? And what do you do about Mount Krishna and Mount Phila? Yes, those guys. All right. Next. What happens when someone's in a place? He doesn't have any wine. He doesn't have no grape juice. He has no Chama Medina. He has no Lecha Mishnah. Let's say he got in a car accident Friday afternoon. He's stuck in a hotel. Or he's stuck in a hospital. He has nothing there. Without no food. He can get maybe some gefilte fish. He can get some potato chips or pretzels. Pretzels and onions ready. But let him get something else. That he, fruit and so on. Apple, orange, and so on. Banana. So, what does he do? If he doesn't have these things, what does he do for Kiddush? He can't make Kiddush. Can he eat without Kiddush? Can he make Kiddush on the apple and orange? Maybe make Kiddush on the apple and orange. So, the Mishabura and Simon Resh pay test. This shah is Negeah. This shah, believe it or not, can be Negeah. Someone's stuck on the road, a snowstorm. He's stuck in some place where he had a flat tire or he had a car accident. Leilenu, and he's stuck on a highway.
Or his plane came late in O'Hare on a Friday afternoon.
Right, okay, yes. Right. So the Shilohs, what do you do? The Mishbura says in Simon Resh Pei Tessif Kan Yod that if he has just bread, even if it's not a sholem, let's say he has a slice of bread, even if it's not sholem, and not that he has the Lecha Mishnah, he could say Kiddush on a piece of bread. You hear this? You don't have Lecha Mishnah. You could say on a piece of bread, you could say Kiddush on a piece of bread. And it's also to eat before you make Kiddush on this piece of bread. The Ksaisa, we're talking about nighttime. We're talking Friday night. The Ksaisa Shochan says even further. Ksaisa Shochan in Simon Pei Tessif Konzayin says, who are then? You only have a piece of cake. It doesn't have a slice of bread. Cake, it has been like Prachatis, like a tears past. he could say Kiddush on a piece of cake also. But let's say he doesn't have any mashka, doesn't have no bread, he can eat without Kiddush, and he's not mukher to invato mitzvah on Shabbos, of course it is. And by Laila, at night time, he has just soup, or he has fruits, he can eat without Kiddush. And if he's mitzata, that is gonna, if he knows that he's going to get down the road, he's going to be able to get something that he can make some wine or some grape juice or some Pepsi and so on, he can make Kiddush on, and he should wait until he gets it. But if he's Adam Chosh is Shvach, he can't wait, he can eat without Kiddush. And Seimachan, that he said Kiddush by davening. And if afterwards he comes, they bring him afterwards, they'll be Mekah. If they bring later wine, then and pass, then he can make Kiddush on wine and pass later on. However, let me just finish. However, there's a Yavitz. The Yavitz, Yaakov Endem, in his Kedushim, in Psachim, in Gemar Psachim, Daf Kufyadalot, he says clearly not. He says a Kiddush, the person doesn't have Yain and Pas, he can make Kiddush even on an apple, on parents. Can make a Kiddush on it. Whatever you have, you make Kiddush on. And not like the Mishnah. Mishnah says you don't make Kiddush then. Say so, all differently. However, Moshe in the Tshuva, in our Chaim Chevdalad, Simon Mem, Eitz Chafei, he argues that he's been on the Yavetz, and he argues, he says, all parts can disagree with him. And he adds to Taina, even the Yavetz says, no, Yavetz says in the Chedushim. But if you look in the Siddur Yavetz, in the Tshuvas, he doesn't say this Chedush at all. Right, says he didn't hold of it. But he says, anyway, we don't hold like the Yavetz over there, Psachim and Taf Kuf Yudalad. And he says, you should eat without Kiddush, and send his Mashuf Neshibur, and Resh Peivah, Siv Kontes, and Shai Tshuva, and Reishayim Beis, Sifkot Beis. The Nishmas Avram from Dr. Abraham says a big Kiddush. He quotes from Neuvert, a big Kiddush. Let's say, and this is sometimes Nageya, sometimes someone is a Chayla, he's very sick, or he's an older person. It takes him a long time to eat. To eat a Kazayas, he never can eat a Kazayas Chdechir Tras. Takes a bit by here, takes a rest, stop, by here, stops, and so on. And he doesn't eat the Chedechir's Pras, then he's not allowed to make Kiddush, also doesn't make Kiddush. Chiv Kiddush only if he eats Chedechir's Pras. But if he can't eat Chedechir's Pras, then he doesn't make, there's no Chiv Kiddush, he doesn't make Kiddush then. That's a Kiddush Gadol, but that's the right.
Then he ate without Kiddush.
Huh?
He ate without Kiddush.
Right. Right, yeah, they could do that, yeah. That's not
Is it a brand name or is it any
carbonated drink? Any carbonated drink. It can be 7-Up. Seltzer, I'm a Sufik, because it has no taste to it. But I'm talking about, let's say, if you want a 7-Up or you want a Dr. Pepper, these things, doesn't make chilek. Any type of carbonated drink is sitting today, it's sitting Chama Medina. I said, Seltzer, I'm a Supergran, I said.
And that's for any Suda Smith, all right?
Any?
Don't call me this week, they were out of bris, they were about to make the bracha, and the wine that they saw had a very bad hechsher. So I said, I wouldn't drink the wine, so he made the bracha out of bris on Pepsi.
What do you mean? By the naming, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, he could do that.
That was okay.
Yeah.
They said the kid never stopped drying so quickly after, you know, the Pepsi.
It's the Pepsi.
Yeah.
Maybe you should try it instead of wine. Maybe it'll work. All right.
When you said about the Pepsi, you probably
talking
that he's making
Kiddush
on the cake?
Yeah, he's making Kiddush on the cake, yeah. But it has to be Terechil's Pras. It doesn't have to be normal Kiddush then. It's a Kiddush Gadol. It seems to be made Kiddush. It's a Kiddush Gadol. All right. Another interesting Shaila. Yes, what? On Friday night, the Mechaber says, Friday night, if you only have Chama Medina, then you should make Kiddush on Lecha Mishnah. However, Shabbos morning, you should make if you have Lecha Mishnah and you don't have wine, then you make a Chama Medina. The reason is because you need a hecker. On Shabbos Friday night, you have a hecker if you have to say a long Kiddush. But Shabbos morning always says Boy Pir Gofer, and therefore, then you should make it on. That's how we're passing.
Right. Is there a chiyuv to make a bracha by a bris? Maybe he should have just walked away.
What do you mean?
Make a bris and there's no wine. For whatever reason, they don't have any wine.
You still can make the bris.
Just make a bracha.
The minig is to make. It's not a chiyuv. The minig is to make al kos yayin. You make a bracha.
For whatever reason, you don't have wine.
If you don't have wine, so you say the shem without you.
It means to be al kos.
So
it's better to get Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina. It says, and make a shaka, yeah. That's what the medic is.
Not to make any bracha.
Right. Correct.
Better to get
Chamar Medina. Yeah, Chamar Medina. All right. Dechashur Echamed Emsachim Dafkov Gimel and Beis. Claire's a Shaila. If a doctor or someone's an Anche Atzola, what's Atzola? There's a lot of people, I don't know if any people are here. There's a couple of people here on Atzola. Atzola. They're in the Suda. They're in the Suda at home Friday night or Shabbos morning. They're in the Suda. In the middle of Suda, they get a call. So and such a person fainted. They jump up, run to Rachel into the car to Kaim Mitzvah, Lechama Damrecha, Kaim Mitzvah, Chechichimach, Kaim Mitzvah, Shiroi Saloi, come in to be part of the Torah. So they. And we know that every minute and every second counts. Someone has to show them, you know, so someone has to be a difference in life and death, a few seconds, a few minutes for sure. So the Messiah does the meeting. As soon as this case had happened, as soon as they got up from the table, they ran to the door, they got a call back that the person woke up, everything's okay, it's normal sakana. And they don't have to drive their car. They don't have to drive that taller in. They don't have to take him to the hospital. He's okay. So now the shaila is, the Messiah das from eating. Do they have to make a bracha, a second bracha now? Because the Gemara says in Pesachim, Kim and Amito Havlon and Vach, Istro Lochol Lemishta. That a person, as soon as he says Havlon, let's go bench, then it's the Messiah das from eating. Once the Messiah das from eating, so then your potter. You're part of from you can't if you want to make a bracha, if you want to eat more, you have to make a bracha. Why? Because you must hear that. Send the pastor in Shechonach in Arachayim Simi Kufayim Tetzif Aleph. So the shayla is, if someone has to, for some reason an emergency comes up, he has to run out of the house. So now then at the end of the day, he came out, he found out he doesn't have to go. Does he have to make it get a bracha or not? So the Chashir Chachamat Masha from, you look through this whole tshuva there, he says that a person, since he wanted to go and he was planning to go to the house, take this person to the hospital, the man wasn't cut, so he's not going for time, it's going to be a couple of hours that he's busy with this patient. So Mela, he's Vada Mesir Das, and Mela, if he comes back, he's going to go bracha. So what then also advises from him that right now he has to make again a bracha. It was Mesir Das. If he comes back to the table to eat, he has to make a bracha again. However, the Nishmas Avram in Siman Kufayin Ches in Mucheves, the different prints of Mishra Avram, but the newest print, the black print, it's called Mucheves. So the Nishmas Avram in Mucheves in Kufayin Ches Sif Katan Aleph Ice 12. It's a long arichas there, so that's why I'm giving you ice if you want to look it up. He brings out from Shlomo Zalman that says different, it argues. It says, if there's no nafkamina, if a doctor or an shiatzala, if they didn't leave the house yet, or even they're already outside already, it's not considered hesek, because we say halicha is not considered hesek. And in Simrei Shain Aleph, the Nishmas Avram, Simrei Shain Aleph, Siftas Vav, Ice 45, he says even further, Rav Shlomo Zalman, says even further, that since he knew Metchila, that he was called to be on top of the chayla, so if das was mitzchila b'shas bracha, this can happen sometimes. When I make a mitzi, if I work for a Torah, so I know there might be an emergency and I might get a call. So since mitzchila, when I read my class is I'm not mitzchik das, I know I'm getting a call. I might come back, I might not come back. So mitzchila had my shas bracha that I might have to go out. So Mela, you don't have to make a bracha. One second. There's another reason. I looked high and low and I found it. There's a Aruch HaShulchan. The Och HaShulchan is in Siman in Archaim Kufayin Tetziv Konvav. He says like this, a Baal Bayis, Yidin Hov, he's sitting at the head of the table, and his wife serves him a full course meal, and he figures the meal is over. In the diamond, that's it, I mean, I'm about to bench. And the wife says, no, I have a surprise, I have extra dessert. You had dessert already? Then another dessert. Have another dessert. So Mela, so he says, it's a question, do I make a bracha now? I'm a sikh das. So he says, it's called Hesach HaDas HaToyz. It's called Hesach HaDas HaToyz. So it seemed to me, same thing here also. He said, over here with Hesach HaDas, he was planning to go to the hospital and take someone there. Found that there was a false alarm. The person woke up, he's not fainting anymore, and he's doing okay. So Mela, it's Hesach HaDas HaToyz. So Mela, you don't have to make again a bracha.
What about the fact that the family is still sitting and eating? Can't you even starve to them?
No, that's not the Hesach HaDas. That's only if you go outside, as Nichol Chaverov. But if you have Mesiach Das from eating, it's a different halacha. Hesach HaDas is different.
Right. If a person's full and then the wife surprises them with a birthday cake.
Yeah.
So you don't have to make a bracha.
Wait a minute, if you made mezonos on a different piece of cake,
right.
He doesn't get, no, he doesn't. Don't think, he doesn't have to make again mezonos.
No, he never even had a sash at the birthday cake.
Right.
Right,
Tom Das Baal Bais. Right. The Nishmas Aram says further that a rifer, a doctor who's osik and turned to Avoda. It's a point of halacha. Someone's a doctor. Same, probably a nurse also, same day, same halacha. He's working in the hospital. He's in the hospital. And he doesn't have time to sit down and make kiddush. And what he does normally during the week, takes a bite here, bite there, just to keep it going until he finishes his hours. What he has to work in the hospital. What is it called again? It's to finish his shift. Finishes his shift. So he always takes a small bite just to keep him going. And it's not trying to have him kiddush makom suda even. Then he has the din, Dr. Nishas Avram, he has a din like Kimish Emo Yain and Pas. It's like someone doesn't, he's stuck on the road, or a car accident, whatever it is. It's something like that. And he's not mechuyev to starve. And Fakir, he shouldn't starve, because he needs karech, he needs to think, he needs karech to topple with the chaylam. So Meir is allowed to eat, he's allowed to take a bite here, bite there, even without kiddush, makom suda. However, after he finishes work, let's say he finishes shift in the morning, so he missed the whole night saying kiddush, so in the morning, what he does, he wants to eat now in the morning, he has to make kiddush before davening, but not the shishi by Piyah Gofen, or Yom HaShishi by Chulo, and so on. What he has to do, he has to make the whole kiddush of Friday night, the long kiddush Friday night, just the only thing he doesn't say is Vaychulu. Vaychulu, Dr. Amor, he only says Vaychulu only in nighttime, not nighttime, not daytime. So Mela, if he says, if he didn't eat, for some reason the person didn't eat at all, kiddush, he didn't make kiddush, for some reason, like the doctor, he didn't make kiddush at all at nighttime, then comes the morning to make kiddush, he has to make the, he says the Baruch Yagof, that's the whole long kiddush that you normally make Friday night. The only thing you don't say Vaychulu, because Ramah says Vaychulu is only set for Friday night. And same thing speaks out to Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Mem. Another Shaila.
Would he say Vishamra
too? Huh?
Would he say
Vishamra also? No.
Well, right.
That's right. Right.
So the Moskana Rabbi, any Hatzalah call, the guy can come back in and just continue eating.
Correct. Unless it's 3-4 hours later, he's already, you know, it's more than 72 minutes, or he doesn't feel the food in his stomach, then he probably would have to make a bracha again. You know, it has to be shir.
Has to
be
shir. Cut off 72 minutes.
72 minutes, or you still feel the if you don't feel the food in your stomach.
If you see it's taking more than 72 minutes, but he's going to take a drink or eat something wherever.
Yeah, he can take it.
He can take a bracha then or not?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Different place.
Doesn't make a difference.
The person drives for a living.
It doesn't. That's halacha yetsur derech. If someone starts eating, it's on the agenda to eventually talk about his halachas. If someone's driving a car and he stops off in a stop to go to the washroom, he gets out in the car, it's still called yetsur derech. He doesn't have to make a new bracha. It's not called a shinu makom and so on. Someone just asked before a question. Yossi, what'd you ask? Stops along the way?
No, he wants to make sure it's not after 72 minutes.
Yeah.
So he eats something in the car. He has to make a bracha.
It's
on telecom. So then I don't think he has to make a bracha.
It's totally different thing. It's now a new thing.
but I don't think he makes a bracha because he washed a mitzi. If he had a mitzi, then it's nichla. The only shaila would be if he didn't have a mitzi. But that's a different shmuz. It's not for today. All right. Another thing now. If you had a mitzi, if you go outside, you stop along the way, the din is you don't have to make another bracha. That's called halacha. All right. Another thing now. What about gluten-free diets? Someone who can't eat bread. Someone can't eat any chitim, any wheat. He can't have wheat. He's allergic to it. What? Serious. Okay, yeah. So, what do you do on Shabbos? Someone has to have the doctor orders only gluten-free diet. He can't have any chitim, any flour. So what does he do for Shabbos? The Shaila gets very often, the Shaila. So, Mishpat Avraham, in Siman Reish Ayin Beis, and also in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, he says like this, anyone who has a certain machla, and he can't eat, he has to eat only gluten-free, it's asur for him to eat anything, and he's asur for him to eat anything that's inside wheat or wheat flour. There's a chayav to mishtado to have bread or matzahs that are baked from kemach, from oats. Any other spelt also? No. Spelt the kemach also? No. Okay. Also spelt.
And from rice too, no?
Huh?
Rice
is not, you don't make a mitzi on rice. Right. Let's say he's in a place or he lives in a community, he can't get bread, he can't get matzahs made from oats. We're not talking about Pesach now. He can't, during the year, can't get any oats, he can't get any oats or spelt matzahs or bread. They make spelt bread also?
They make oat bread,
I know. Yeah. Spelt bread they also make? Yeah, okay. Right. So if it's impossible, you can't get enough made from oats and not from spelt, then it's taller how bad of this disease that he has. Depends how bad it is. If it's very severe, machla, certain people have, as soon as it's only mild sickness, or sometimes it's very serious. Certain times people call me that they can't, if they take it, they can chalish, they can get sick. If they have any wheat whatsoever, then the shat to be sakana to fosh it. Then if they're poshed by that in such a case, then it's also to eat bread. And for a case not to be machma, it's also to have. It's also to be machma himself to have bread. Can't force himself. And he should make kiddush on bread, and he should drink more lugmav or avias, and drink another avias, there should be kiddush on makam suda. And afterwards, he should eat the rest of Suda without bread. He can have his chicken and have his fish or whatever it is. And that's it. That's the answer for someone who's sakana for him to eat bread, to eat regular bread. However, kiddush you can make. Why do you can make? Two vias, according to some shikas, a more lugmav on the first one and a vias on the second one. So should be kiddush one. So we once mentioned machlokes in the shir. However, someone, like most of the people who have to have gluten-free diet, it's recommended and the person does it, but it's not dangerous for him. Just he gets stomach ache, and he starts vomiting sometimes, something like that. So the question is, sometimes he gets a little diarrhea, sometimes he gets stomach ache, and so on. So then, and sometimes people they cheat sometimes. They have some sort of cake and so on. Or the kavana, shalom the kavana. So then the mechuyav is to make kiddush on wine, and they have to have a kezayis to lechem. Since they can just a stomachache, that doesn't part from the mitzvah of having lechem mishnah. They should have the small shiur of a kezayis. But that's for the Friday night meal and the Shabbos morning meal. However, on Shal Shudas, the third meal, the Shal Shudas, there's the shittas over there say, you're not mechuyav to have bread, you can be eating Shal Shudas with peiros and with other things. So in Mela, you should the Shal Shudas should be without bread.
You can't make a silver make an oat.
What?
They can't make a silver eat oat.
If they could. We're talking about if you can't. If they could, then it's the best thing. But if they can't, then at least they should have if it's not just a serious case of the sickness, then they should, just stomach ache and have diarrhea, it's kedai. Let me just finish. However, who are doing the same thing also? Some people call up, they're on a strict diet. They have to lose, they want to lose 50 pounds, 100 pounds, whatever it is. So it's called the liquid diet, I think it's called. They have only liquid and so on. And you have to have 7 days a week. That's the regimen that's expected from you. Now they come up on Shabbos, can they not eat bread? Just have the liquid diet on Shabbos. The dinner is a tzatza. It's also. You have to have kiddush, you have the small amount You can't have wine, so you have the small share of wine. You can't have pas, you have the small share. It's not a sakana. Yeah, it's good to make kiddush, and he has to have a kazayis pas. Any question on this?
Why not a kibbeya?
Huh?
Why not a kibbeya?
Well, kibbeya, you kibbech on the kibbeya. Don't shout the tears of dime. The ladina, it's a good question. The mechaber says in Kuf Nuches that when you wash hamaitzi to make a brachah tears of dime, you have to have a kibbeya. However, the Sharich Tzion brings down a gra that argues. The girl holds that if you have a kazayis of bread, you make him tears to dime.
With a bracha.
What? With a bracha. With a bracha, tears to dime. 1 second. The Moshe writes in the Tshuva, and the Tshuva writes, the chatzchila person should eat a kebeya and make him tears to dime. But if it's the only place to eat only, if somebody's eating only kazayis, you still bet you would samach on the girl, and you make a tears to dime even if you eat only kazayis of bread. And that's what passed here. What? No. You could talk out even after you swallow mashu.
You don't have to
get zayis. No. There's a whole shayla. If I have in my mouth, I didn't swallow yet, can I talk then? They would say you can't talk. But once I swallow the mashu, I could talk then. One more small thing. I have 2 minutes. One more small thing. Let me finish. Then I'll take questions, okay? What do you want to say?
Is this for a woman also, the liquid diet?
Same thing. What's the difference between a man and a woman? They're all chayim the same thing. Let's say someone was a chayla. This shayla comes up sometimes. That's why I want to mention it. And this is the last case. Next year is no more kiddush. We have other interesting topics to talk about. Chayla on Friday night. He's bedridden. He can't make kiddush. He's so shvach. He's in bed. He can't make kiddush. And he doesn't hear kiddush with somebody else. Or even he heard kiddush, but he couldn't eat anything. Not shir pas, not shir mezainis. So what does he do? Next morning, he's better. So next morning, the halach is, he should make all the places can speak out. He should make kiddush like the nusach of Friday night. Just the only thing you don't say, like we said before, you don't say vayichulo, because vayichulo is only for Friday night. But the rest of the long kiddush you normally say Friday night, you say that Shabbos morning. Call to shears over.
What about less than a kazayis? First, what about less than a kazayis?
Huh?
Less than a kazayis of bread.
Yeah.
Does he wash a kazayis?
He washes, but he doesn't make him tears a dime.
So no bracha. Only bracha if you have a kazayis.
Oh, yeah, kazayis. Yeah. Right.